Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
I am Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Party Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not here. So you'll have to listen the next day to find out when and when Miss Jolene's going to be here and when she's not. We're going to get started with our birthdays. On our first birthday that we have for today is Miss Terry Sable Killen. Happy birthday, Miss Terry. Then we got Michael Ray. Happy birthday, Michael Ray. Dana M. Arbison, Denobi Musgrave, happy birthday. Jock D. Rock, happy birthday to Kevin Jones. Happy birthday to David Melton. He says he's 111 years old today, and I know that's not true. Kevin Embry, happy birthday to you. And then Berkavu Nicolola. Happy birthday, and that is all of my Facebook family and friends' birthday. If you'll give me just a few minutes, I'll pull up the weather. It's partly sunny, I can tell you that. It's partly sunny, and the temperature is 45 degrees. So, I mean, you know, man, it's a lot better than being in the freezing temperatures, I'll just tell you. I mean, I can take anything but the freezing temperatures. I just do not like the freezing temperatures. I don't like the layers of clothes and things. I just cannot handle that. And hang, give me just a few more minutes here and we'll get started on this. Like, well, you already said we started, Codust, I know, but hang on, please. I'm actually trying to knock my birthdays out and things, so sorry about that. As far as the news, the top story that they're showing on the TV is the victim's sister asked for a full sentence. I guess there was some kind of where somebody's family members got killed or something. Have no idea what that is. Okay. The U.S. charges two New Jersey traders over $26 million scheme. They have been charged, the two financial traders in the New Jersey, over a stock manipulating scheme that netted the pair more than $26 million. One of them is only 37 years old, and the other one's 21 years old. They've been charged with orchestrating a massive, long-running marketing manipulating scheme that resulted in millions of illegal profits between 2014 and 2015. It's like, wow. The newest billion-dollar startup is basically Uber for private jets. Uber. Man, I mean, hell, we're hearing all kinds of things about Uber. First, Uber's put the taxi businesses out of business because anybody can be an Uber driver. And then they've got Uber cars that don't even have drivers in it, and now they're going to get jets. They want to haul. They want to haul a private jet. Yeah, it's not cheap, but it's possible and becoming much easier. They say that $105 million in a Series C round, the company announced Monday, that places the company as tech's newest unicorn since it's reached $1.5 billion pre-money valuation. JetSmarter is a members-only service where people pay $11,500 annual fee and $3,500 for a one-time initiation fee to access a range of scheduled flights. They can also elect to create their own flight. Their whole mission is making flying fun again. When you do not do that, you can actually deliver the transportation pieces, said the founder. So like Uber and other ride-hauling services, everything is accessible via an app. An app. I think everything, hell, I'm surprised they ain't got an app for us to wipe our damn ass. You know. there's tests that predicts which children will grow up to be a drain on society when they are just 3 years old. So somebody's come up with a test, they say, they can do on a three-year-old. It simply determines whether children will grow up to be a burden on society, needing excessive welfare, ending up in jail, or becoming obese. It's like, now what kind of fucking test is that? After 35 years, they've done 35 years of research and found one-fifth of a group was responsible for 81% of criminal convictions, three-quarters of drug prescriptions, two-thirds of welfare benefit payments, and more than half of nights in hospitals. But crucially, they discovered that the outcome could have been predicted decades earlier simply by looking at which children attained the lowest test scores, age three. The team believed that if all children could be tested, it could be possible to work out who were at greatest risk so that interventions could be made to prevent them from slipping into a life where they are a burden on the state. I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, maybe some three-year-olds don't get as much parenting because due to parents working to make a living and things, that they're placed with other people and things, and it's like, man, I don't know. Sort of makes me wonder. Who knows? I mean, I'm not going to dispute it. I don't know. I'm no scientist to be an expert on that. All right, let's see if we can find us some. I got some good stuff I just put up on YouTube the other day from some of the bands, new bands that we just heard the other day at the Black and White. Matter of fact, I still got some more that I need to put up. Let's play, what about some Doobie Brothers? 3 minutes and 20 seconds by Stillwater. This is by Stillwater. Thank you. Stillwater, where would you be now without love? What a badass song, man. Badass band. Great band. Great band. Love that band. I mean, a lot of great bands up there. Still got a lot more video and things to do. I thought I seen an anniversary. Oh, no. Chandler. Chandler Day. Pioneer Paulo's grandson. Firstborn grandson. Today's his birthday. So happy birthday, Chandler. For sure, got to give you a big shout out. I almost forgot about you. Sorry about that. I mean, it's hard for me to keep up. Let's see. What else have we got going on? I was trying to see if I could find y'all some more news. I haven't actually seen you a whole lot. But hell, I mean, fuck, we hear so much bad shit all the time. Who the hell wants to hear bad news? So many bad, evil people. Bad, evil people. Oh, that's beautiful. Jacob Hyde. Jacob Hyde is a football player for the UK people. So, let's see. And then, what else have we got? We've got, don't look like anything. I've got nothing to tell you folks. Oh, yeah. The Franklin County Sheriff's Department is seeking the individual. They've got pictures on their site. I guess over the weekend, a young man was caught and captured by security cameras walking through the hallways of the Western Hills High School. He had broke into the thing. I mean, they didn't say he'd took anything. They just said that he had broke in there. Eric, it's somebody named Eric. So, I mean, he's already being identified. I mean, it's like, wow, uh-oh. Watch out. People have already started identifying. Yeah, he's probably a student. There's a thing about it. He's probably a student there. I was trying to see. Oh, yeah. Everybody's saying his name. It's Eric Bogue. Eric Bogue. He used to work at Frisch's. Trespassing, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, why would you want to break in a school for? I mean, you know. So, I mean, trust me, I mean, they're looking for him. All right, there's an Arctic cold on the way. I don't know what day it's coming. I guess the Arctic cold is moving in. It's like, oh my, we just got rid of the Arctic cold. We don't want it back. We do not want the Arctic cold back. Thank you, Pioneer Paula. Thanks so much for sharing the show and things. We appreciate it. And things. We appreciate you, Paula. Just trying to see what other kind of news have we got going on. The White House. No, inconvenient. No, we don't want to share that. There's nothing. The White House. Let's see what this says. The White House. It's not very long.
You didn't
need
a security clearance to figure out who benefited from malicious Russian cyber activity. The president-elect didn't call it into question. He called on Russia to hack his opponent. He called on Russia to hack Secretary Clinton. So he certainly had a pretty good sense of whose side this activity was coming down on. The last several weeks of the election were focused on a discussion of emails that had been hacked and leaked by the Russians. These were emails from the DNC and John Podesta.
All right, let me... Oh, my God. Have you ever seen so many grown-ups in your life fighting and arguing and things and that can't get together and work together for the better of all mankind? You know, everybody acts like they want the same thing, but everybody's working against each other. four old horses, beating the horses to death. The horse don't know what to do. The Supreme Court upholds a L.A. man's bank fraud charges for siphoning money from a customer's account. He siphoned nearly $300,000 from the checking account of a businessman. He is accused of intercepting mail from Bank of America and intended for someone else. He schemed to steal money by opening a PayPal account in his name and then transferring the money from the account to his own. When the scheme was revealed, he was prosecuted under a federal law that makes it a crime knowingly that schemes to defraud a financial institution. And a jury in Los Angeles convicted him on 14 counts. It's like, wow. Then the next thing, Donald Trump set on relocating U.S. Embassy in Israel, advisors say. I don't know. I haven't been into any of the politics. Ryan backs Russia investigation, but he shuns doubt of election integrity. And then there is a pro-Kurd party members arrested. It ain't gonna let me see that. It's like, whoops. Arrested in the wake of Istanbul bombings. The Supreme Court leaves $1.1 billion to the NFL concussion settlement that is in place. $1 billion to the, a concussion. It covers more than 20,000 retired NFL players that are over 65 years old. The league estimates the 6,000 former players. Wow, that's just sad. I don't see anything to tell y'all in the news and things. And thank God we've only got 1 minute and stuff, and we're going to take a break. We've got a song coming up. It's called we've got a song written by Dustin Costas. He's doing 15 years in a Colorado prison. He wrote this song, sent it out. Blackie White with the Reefer Kings put the music together. It's called Naked Women Smoking Marijuana. And Dustin will be 76 years old when he gets out of prison. He's still got about 5 or 6 more years to go. And all he wants to do is smoke marijuana with naked women. So it's 5 minutes and 54 seconds. We're going to take a break and listen to that, and then we'll be right back, folks. We'll be right back right after this. Here we go. As the girls say, puff, puff, pass.
Who is it?
It's me, Dave, man. Open up. I got the stuff.
Who?
It's Dave, man. Open up. I think the cops saw me come in here.
Who is it?
It's Dave, man. Will you open up? I got the stuff with me.
Who?
Dave, man. Open up.
Dave?
Yeah, Dave. Come on, man. Open up. I think the cops
saw me.
Dave's
not here.
Marijuana, kunubu, kunapu, cannabis, konapkina, kanamaso, kana. Honeb, hinab, henni, hemp, hanap, cannabis indica, cannabis sativa, ganja, ganjika, gangika. Hashisha, hashish, hashash, hashaichi, indrasen, kia, insanku, kef, kif, kia, kini.
Ma. good. Man, I feel great. After that, I burned whatever chance I got. I even grew that green until I got caught. Said sorry, I can't let you go. 15 years is the lowest I can go. I'm sitting here thinking halfway through my time. How when I get out, I'm gonna blow some mind. Got all kinds of tales.
I keep hearing a big loud noise somewhere out here, and I don't know what the hell it is. Almost sounds like it's going to run over top of something. I don't know if it's something coming up the road or what the fuck it is. Anyhow, all right, everybody have a good evening. God bless. We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Love you people. I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.